Hello and welcome. You are tuned into Sayogi by Dheeraj podcast. In episode 3 of Understanding Body Shaming series, we will talk about biopsychosocial model and its intricate connection with body shaming. Before we set sail, let's remember that our discussion here are purely for educational and references only. For any medical advice, do consult a qualified medical practitioner. I'm Dheeraj, your host and a PhD scholar in psychology under supervision of Professor M.V. Sudhakaran. The biopsychosocial model, or BPS for short, was proposed by George L. Engle back in 1977. In his paper, he proposed BPS model as an alternate to biomedicine model, which attributed all the illnesses to biological factor. On contrary, Engle in his paper argued that health, illness or wellness are a complex interaction between biological, psychological and social dimensions. Now let's dissect these dimensions a bit. The biological dimension is all about genetics, biochemical and physiological factors. The psychological dimension refers to an individual's thoughts, emotions, and behavior. This could include stress, coping mechanism, and mental health. The social dimension acknowledges the role of social and environmental factors in health and well-being. These factors could include societal relationship, social support networks, and cultural factors. It is crucial to remember that these dimensions do not follow a straight line. They are not linear. They can interact with each other at any point. For instance, social factor can directly interact with biological factor, and both can influence the psychological dimension. It's a bi-directional model. Now, let's understand the association of BPS model and mental health. Mental health, as you are aware, is a culmination of biological, psychological, and social factors. The BPS model is a rather good fit for understanding mental health, as it provides a comprehensive approach and considers different perspectives. So, how does the BPS model connect with body shaming? Biological factors such as genetic predisposition, hormonal imbalances, and neurobiological mechanism can contribute to body dissatisfaction and vulnerability to body shaming. Psychological factors such as cognitive disorientation and emotional dysregulation can shape body image perception and make individuals vulnerable to body shaming. And social factors such as societal beauty standards, social media, and interpersonal relationship can profoundly influence body shaming behaviors and attitudes. The BPS model emphasizes the need to address this issue in a comprehensive manner. It can assist in assessing the prevalence of body shaming, providing personalized intervention, and suggest coping strategies. With this, we have come to the end of episode 3. You could watch this episode as video, which has all the research and scientific facts, on our YouTube channel Sayogi by Dheeraj, or you could visit our blog page on our website sayogi.com, that is psyogy.com. Until next time, take care and thank you for stopping by.